RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo stressed that diplomacy and maritime development mustn't be ignored. President Joko Widodo to ramp up power in Nias to boost tourism and fisheries. Military officers built barriers to prevent wildfires from spreading. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has stressed that the role of diplomacy must not be ignored as the country makes efforts to strengthen and develop its maritime sector. The president stated in a limited cabinet meeting in Simalungun district on Saturday night that the government cannot ignore the role of diplomacy in building maritime power to face threats at sea, which are not limited to illegal fishing. Other problems that the country must contend with are the destruction of marine ecosystem, the fact that the sea is often used to smuggle drugs or for human trafficking. Also, illegal immigrants coming through the sea routes and conflicts over natural resources also pose a threat. The president pointed out that the government needs to become more skilled at conducting maritime diplomacy and exercise strength at sea. He also noted that Indonesia must also give priority to infrastructure development and maritime connectivity through sea toll. President Joko Widodo has instructed local administrations in Nias Regency, North Sumatra, to focus on two sectors with the most potentials, namely tourism and fisheries, while the central government will supply more power to spur economic growth in the region. During a visit to Nias on Friday, the president said local administrations must ensure security in the regions as well as be open to new investments in the two sectors. He called for immediate development of supporting facilities such as cold storage. The president said in front of local government community and traditional leaders in the Nias Regency Hall on Friday that there are two huge potentials, first tourism, second fisheries. The government should focus on them. He reiterated the government's commitment to solve electricity problems in the region and promised to add 25 megawatt of power to the existing installed capacity of 27 megawatt by the end of 2017. A number of military officers were deployed to build barriers to prevent wildfires in Selakau, Sambas District, West Kalimantan Province, from spreading to a wider area. Captain Taufik Wiramansyah, commander of the Sedauk Military Unit, said on Saturday that the Sedauk Military Unit are making land partitions to prevent wildfires in Selakau from spreading to North Singkawang. The efforts to extinguish the forest peatland and plantation fires involve military and police personnel as well as local people. Captain Wiramansyah urged local farmers not to clear land by using slash and burn methods. He also urged smokers not to throw cigarette butts into peatland and forest areas since they could cause fires. The commander said those causing fires intentionally or unintentionally would be prosecuted. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Habib Abu Bakar Al-Habshi, a member of the House of Representatives Commission 3, overseeing legal affairs and security, called on the government to strengthen the national police by updating equipment and supporting reforms. Habib pointed to communications and petrol utility in Papua and several border regions, which are in need of stronger support from the central government. He said in Jakarta on Saturday that the offices are below standards and there are regions which are not covered by precincts or stations. People still need to travel hours to access the nearest police station. The lawmaker added, updated weaponry is crucial to security forces as what is used currently in the field is outdated. Habib noted the first thing is to approve additional budget allocations for institutional and human resources reforms within the national police in order to provide the best possible services for the public. A lawmaker urged the government to issue regulation in lieu of law while waiting for the House representatives to wrap up debate on the revision of the oil and gas law. Kurtubi of the Commission 6 of the House of Representatives said on Saturday that revision of the oil and gas law is crucial to end problem in the energy sector, which has triggered polemics. He urged that the oil and gas law has to be revised immediately. The Commission 7 is working on it, but it can be understood that the debate could drag on as it has 10 factions with different views. If the government is aware that the sector is in emergency, it could issue perpu or regulation in lieu of law. The politician of the Nasdem party said steps to improve anything in the oil and gas sector should start from its legal basis, that is, oil and gas law. He remarked that the management of oil and gas sector has to be in the hands of a state company to better guarantee the national interests. Last item. A foreign national drug dealer who had established networks in several Indonesian prisons was shot dead when trying to escape arrest by taking the police firearms during a trip to reveal another drug network in Bekasi, West Java on Friday. National Police Spokesperson Inspector General Boy Rafli Amar said in Jakarta on Saturday that the suspect is a Malaysian national named Liu Kengwa, who died after trying to take the firearm of an officer in a car. One shot had gone through the front window. The other police officer tried to help in securing the suspect. General Boy Rafli Amar added that an Indonesian identified as Sardianto alias Yangke and Liu Kengwa were arrested in the parking lot of Mall Indonesia North Jakarta on Friday. And the police seized 20 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine. Liu is well known to police as an alleged controller of distribution from Malaysia into Indonesia and has been hunted for some time. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo stressed that diplomacy in maritime development mustn't be ignored. President Joko Widodo to ramp up power in Nias to boost tourism and fisheries. Military officers built barriers to prevent wildfires from spreading. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Rokan Hilir, South Sumatra. Hundreds of students in Rokan Hilir, Riau on Tuesday night followed a torch parade held to welcome the 71st anniversary of Indonesian independence, which fell on August the 17th. This parade is known as TAP 2. The torch parade was released by the commander of Military Region Commander 0321 Rokan Hilir, Lieutenant Colonel Bambang Sukiswaro, after leading a ceremony in the courtyard of Region Office in Bagan Siapi-Api. The parade is also followed by a marching band. Vice Regent of Rokan Hilir Jamiluddin, who attended the ceremony, said carrying the torch through the city is expected to bring the spirit of Indonesian Independence Day on August the 17th, the next day. TAP 2 ceremony continued with a moment of silence in the Heroes Cemetery. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Foreign students followed a presenter in Japanese competition on Indonesia's Independence Day celebration on August the 17th at Erlangga University, Surabaya on Wednesday. Rector of the university, Muhammad Nasi, said the competition aimed at reviving the Japanese language from extinction to maintain harmony despite differences in languages, and foreign students can understand and love the culture and language of Indonesia. The presenter in Japanese contest was not only followed by Indonesians, but also foreign students studying in the university. There are four foreign students who followed the contest, namely Catherine from Australia, Yusra from Turkey, Olivia from Madagascar, and Sanju from Nepal. The procedure was quite unique. Participants were given a script right before the presentation so that the foreign students found it quite difficult and stammered while reading, thus making the audience laugh. In the assessment, there are four criteria that must be met, namely fluency, pronunciation, performance, and body gesture. The latest news comes from the town of Sabang in the province of Banda Aceh. The National Narcotic Agency of Sabang formed anti-narcotic carers to make Sabang free of narcotics in a workshop titled Empowering Alternatives in Order to Achieve Kota Sabang or Sabang City Drug-Free. Socialization and Prevention Section Head of the Agency in Sabang, Yasin, on Thursday, August the 18th, said the move is a first step in the agency efforts to monitor and protect the people in the local area. Sabang Anti-Narcotic Agency launched a selection recruit among youth community representatives to campaign on the risk and danger of drug users and dealers to the families and communities in their respective villages. Meanwhile, according to the head of prevention of the agency in Sabang, Supriya, selection of the candidates for anti-drug counselors will be preceded by a competency test and a urine test to be followed by further training in the form of skills training of trainers for potential anti-drug counselors in all districts and local villages. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with August 21, 1945. Indonesian Marine soldiers managed to seize the power from the Japanese Navy. August 21st is celebrated in Indonesia as the National Maritime Day. The day refers to the history of Indonesian Marine Soldiers Force that took over the naval forces of the Japanese on August the 21st, 1945, exactly 4 days after Independence Day. Indonesia is known as a maritime country, one of the largest archipelago with the longest coastline in the world and more than 60% of its territory covered by waters. Marine resources owned by Indonesia are abundant, variety of marine life that can be consumed, pearls, petroleum, until the potential of coastal tourism, seaports, as well as the seabed charming recreation for local and foreign tourists. Next is from August 21, 1944. Dumbarton Oaks Conference. The Dumbarton Oaks Conference, or more formally the Washington Conversations on International Peace and Security Organization, was an international conference formulated by the United Nations and negotiated among international leaders. The conference was held at Dumbarton Oaks from August 21, 1944 to October 7, 1944. The Dumbarton Oaks Conference constituted the first important step taken to carry out paragraph 4 of the Moscow Declaration of 1943, which recognized the need for a post-war international organization to succeed the League of Nations. At the conference, delegations from Republic of China, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States deliberated over proposals for the establishment of an organization to maintain peace and security in the world. The last is from August 21, 1983. Philippine opposition leader Benigno Aquino Jr. is assassinated at the Manila International Airport, now renamed Ninoy Aquino International Airport in his honor. Benigno Simeon Ninoy Aquino Jr. was born on November 27, 1932, and died on August 21, 1983, together with Gary Rosas and Jovital Salonga, formed the leadership of the opposition towards Ferdinand Marcos. Shortly after the imposition of martial law, he was arrested in 1972, along with other dissidents, and incarcerated for 7 years. In 1980, Aquino was permitted to travel to the United States for medical treatment following a heart attack. He was assassinated at the Manila International Airport in 1983 upon returning from his self-imposed exile. Aquino's assassination was pivotal to the downfall of a despotic ruler and the eventual restoration of democracy in the Philippines. His death catapulted his widow Corazon into the political limelight and prompted her to run for president as a member of the Unido Party in the 1986 snap election. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with highlights of this week. This edition is entitled, Indonesia is Preparing Repatriation of Two Abu Sayyaf Hostages. The Indonesian government is preparing the repatriation process of two Indonesian nationals who managed to escape from Abu Sayyaf hostage in the Philippines. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi in Jakarta on Friday said the Indonesian ambassador to the Philippines since Thursday has already come to Sambuanga City to meet and ascertain the condition of the two Indonesian nationals, adding that both are in good health. Minister Retno Marsudi explained, currently the Philippine government officials and representatives of the government of Indonesia are still conducting interviews with the two Indonesians. It was to explore more about information needed in the process of liberating the other hostages. However, Retno Marsudi could not confirm whether the two citizens had escaped or were released by the hostage takers. She also cannot give certainty when they will be returned to Indonesia. Retno Marsudi asserted the government of Indonesia and the Philippine authorities continue to communicate in order to obtain more complete information. Once all is ready, she said, they will be repatriated. Travel documents and passports have also been prepared. Earlier, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto was sure two of the 11 Indonesian citizens who were held hostage by the Abu Sayyaf group in the Philippines managed to escape. Wiranto, in the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Thursday, said the two Indonesian nationals, namely Sofyan and Ismail, are now in the Philippines authorities and have been undergoing health checks. Wiranto was reluctant to reveal how the two could escape from the kidnappers, but he hoped the remaining hostages would soon be freed. The Philippine government has given a serious threat to the captors through psychological as well as military pressures. Well, that was highlights of the week over Voice of Indonesia. You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. President Joko Widodo has stressed that the role of diplomacy must not be ignored as the country makes efforts to strengthen and develop its maritime sector. President Joko Widodo has instructed local administrations in Nias Regency, North Sumatra, to focus on two sectors with the most potential, namely tourism and fisheries, while the central government will supply more power to spur economic growth in the region. A number of military officers were deployed to build barriers to prevent wildfires in Selakau, Sambas District, West Kalimantan Province, from spreading to a wider area. Habib Abu Bakar Al-Habshi, a member of the House of Representatives Commission 3, overseeing legal affairs and security, called on the government to strengthen the national police by updating equipment and supporting reforms. A lawmaker urged the government to issue regulation in lieu of law or perpu while waiting for the House of Representatives to wrap up debate on the revision of the oil and gas law. A foreign national drug dealer who had established networks in several Indonesian prisons was shot dead when trying to escape arrest by taking the police firearm during a trip to reveal another drug network in Bekasi, West Java on Friday. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including tourist destinations, art and culture, tradition, and culinary. Today I'll take you to Bali Island, to be exact to Tegalwangi Beach, to have a glimpse of its beauty. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Talking about beach tourism, it feels incomplete without mentioning the island of Bali. Bali does have a lot of beaches, each with its own beauty. One of the beaches lately has become the topic of conversation of tourists at home and abroad is Tegalwangi Beach. Tegalwangi Beach is located in the area of Pura Segara Tegalwangi Jimbaran Indigenous Village, South Kota District, Badung, Bali. The beach layout is rather hidden so that foreign tourists dubbed it Jimbaran Hidden Beach. Tegalwangi is a white sandy beach with breathtaking scenery. From the top of a steep cliff, you can see the vast expanse of the sea, the beauty of the beach, and strong waves coming toward the shore. The most favorite tourist spot in Tegalwangi Beach is the cliff top, where people can enjoy the silence while sitting behind a rock and relax. A great time to enjoy the beauty of Tegalwangi Beach is in the afternoon, because in addition to watching the amazing sunset, tourists can also see the activities of the locals catching fish with a simple apparatus, while at night you can see planes flying low coming to and going from Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport nearby. Besides being used for relaxing, Tegalwangi Beach is also often used by the locals as the center of Melasti ritual, which is a series of activities after Hari Raya Nyepi, the most important Balinese Hindu holiday. Since the scenery in Tegalwangi Beach is still very natural, serene, and quiet, it is often used as the location of pre-wedding photo shootings. Another thing about Tegalwangi Beach, it is totally unspoiled, because unlike many other beaches in Bali, it is free from hawkers or vendors selling food or souvenirs. Since Tegalwangi Beach is still very natural, travelers should be careful because to reach it, you have to go through a steep road. From the top of the hill, visitors can pass a coral path before your feet can touch the sand. In the vicinity of the beach, there is only a luxurious hotel with a few amenities and can be seen clearly from a distance, while to enter the beach, it's free of charge, including parking fees. If you have not decided where to go for a vacation, you can try Tegalwangi Beach in Jimbaran, Bali as one of your holiday destinations. a cozy place with a view of the exotic guaranteed to make you like getting new energy. And that ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Tegalwangi Beach in Jimbaran, Bali. Until tomorrow with other interesting topic, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition, we'll be discussing West Nusa Tenggara hosted International Islamic School Rabat 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. In the World Halal Travel Award 2015 in Abu Dhabi, West Nusa Tenggara achieved the first rank in two categories, namely World Best Halal Honeymoon Destination and World Best Halal Tourism Destination. This year, West Nusa Tenggara is appointed to be the location of the 5th International Rabat Festival by Indonesia's robotic community. As many as 370 student robot enthusiasts met in the International Islamic School Robot Olympiad, which was held from 17 to 19 August 2016 in Lombok Epicentrum Mall, Mataram. The participants came from various regions across Indonesia, and 30 participants came from Malaysia. They participated in various types of robot competitions ranging from sumo aerial, transporter, chef, underwater, theater, soccer, firefighting, and rescue categories. Chairman of Indonesia's robotic community, Yudi Triwibowo, said that the community chose West Nusa Tenggara because of halal tourism. He said that by selecting West Nusa Tenggara, this participant will have no trouble getting halal food as well as the timing for the race. The young generation interest in robots and all things related to the robot is increasing. This can be seen from the more frequent robot contest is held, with the number of participants continues to increase. The introduction of robotics science education began to intensively conducted in Indonesia, either through extracurricular activities as well as through the robotic community. One robot lovers community in Indonesia, namely the Indonesian Robotic Community, now consists of 12,000 members. About 70% of the members of this community are using robots made in Indonesia. One of the participants, R. Atala Ananda Putra, 10 years old, 5th grade student of Muhammadiyah 4 Elementary School Surabaya, admitted that he had 3 times participated in similar events in East Java, and this is the first time he participated in robot competition outside East Java. Athala, who was accompanied by her mother along with 40 friends of the school, were in Mataram for 6 days and participated in 4 categories of competition, namely aerial, firefighting, rescue, and soccer. Meanwhile, Head of Culture and Tourism of West Nusa Tenggara, Muhammad Fauzal, who officially inaugurated International Robot Contest, felt so happy and delighted because KAI has made West Nusa Tenggara as the location of this annual event for the robot lovers from all over the world. Moreover, it is the first time the event was held in West Nusa Tenggara and supporting West Nusa Tenggara World Halal Tourism. He added that the International Islamic School Robot Olympiad was the first series of Lombok Sumbawa Cultural Month event that will be held from August to September 2016. Previously, this Olympiad was held twice in Kuala Lumpur, Bandung, Johor Bahru, and Yogyakarta. According to plan, in 2017, this event will be held in Japan. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mehar Abdul Sattar Salfi in Pakistan. We have received his email. It was dated July the 3rd, 2016. In his email, Mr. Mehar Abdul Sattar Salfi said that he is a regular listener of Radio Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Mehar Abdul Sattar Salfi. Thank you for always listening to our broadcast. May I know what your favorite segment of our broadcast is? Yes, Mr. Mehar Abdul Sattar Salfi, you can deliver your criticism or suggestion for the improvement of our presentation. Well, Mr. Mehar Abdul Sattar Salfi, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Thank you. Listeners, before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song, and this song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Listener, now we will reply an email from S.B. Sharma in India. He was listening to our broadcast on April 14, 2016 at 100 hours UTC to 130 hours UTC. In his email, Mr. Sharma said that the reception was very good, informative, and entertaining. Hello, Mr. Sharma. Thank you very much for your compliment on our broadcast. We are really glad because you can monitor our radio clearly. And because you said that Indonesian song is very lovely and sweet, so special for you, Mr. Sharma, we'll play a beautiful song. And we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Enjoy the song. You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from MD Arafat Kabir in Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Arafat Kabir. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Like you said, we also hope that you can travel to our country, Indonesia. And if you want to climb mountains to see the beautiful sunrise, you can go to Yogyakarta. In Yogyakarta, there is Mount Merapi. Mount Merapi is an active stratovolcano. And you can also go to Dieng Plateau. Dieng Plateau is a marshy plateau that forms the floor of a caldera complex on the Dieng Volcanic Complex near Wonosobo in South Java, Indonesia. We guarantee that you will be amazed with the scenery which can be seen from the plateau. Not only that, our country also offers so many beautiful beaches which are spread in various regions. So, what are you waiting for? Come and see by yourself. And please don't forget to stop by at our office on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Central Jakarta. Well, Mr. Arafat Kabir, we are waiting for your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Aku melukiskan isi hatiku untukmu. Seandainya kau pun harus tahu lelah hatiku bila kau jauh. Namun memiliki, walau kau dengannya, namun ku yakin hatimu untukku. Percayalah kasih, cinta tak harus memiliki, walau kau coba lupakan aku, tapi ku kan selalu ada untukmu.
Hatimu untukku, percayalah kasih.
Listener, on this occasion, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your wishes on the 71st Independence Day of Indonesia. Thank you very much. And I think that it's time for us to sign off. Actually, we have received many emails. And we want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia. At Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye bye.
Malam itu karena sayang ada. Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Hidupku setiap waktuku kau.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.